and the sexual climax can be directly and indirectly affected by radiotherapy. One, because for the male, the total amount of semen that he produces comes from the prostate gland and the seminal vesicles. Now, they're much more likely, if there's any pelvic radiotherapy, those organs are much more likely to be in the primary direct beam. And, of course, in prostate cancer, they are. And with that, those tissues will undergo a severe inflammatory toxic reaction. The cells will die. Scar tissue may form as an end result of that process. And out of all of that, they end up with no prostate tissue nor seminal vesical tissue. And so a direct result of that may be that they are unable to form semen, although they may still have the neurological mechanisms which gives them the sensation of having a climax. There will be no external emission of any semen, so they will be having what we call a dry ejaculation. The other thing that can take place is that the radiation beams may affect the nerves that control ejaculation. If that takes place, then they may have no ability to ejaculate at all. And in fact, I should have perhaps mentioned earlier on that one of the other causes of the erectile dysfunction is the impact that the radiation beam has on the cavernosal nerves, which supply the erectile tissue and which promote the erection. So if those nerves are damaged, it's another reason for having erectile dysfunction, just like we've just mentioned, that it can be another reason for having the ejaculatory dysfunction. So there's a multiplicity of influences which can have an impact upon our ability to be sexually expressive, right from the desire content, that is the wish and want to be there, and the influence that our body image can have upon that, through to the direct effect on the pelvic organs, both the erectile tissue organs, the ejaculatory organs, and then, of course, the hormonal organs, that is the gonads, and their effect upon the brain. And so it's a rather onerous side consequence of radiotherapy, which most people tend not to consider in the early phase. Once the diagnosis has been given to them that they've got cancer, they're more concerned and focused about curing the cancer, which is a very reasonable way to approach their decision making. But in that fixed, focused moment, what they lack is the capacity to see that down the track will be this secondary phenomena where the impact upon sexuality will be quite marked. And in that phase where sexual intimacy, that is the sense of closeness that they can get from being with their partner, if that's then missing, then they have a double whammy. They're trying to deal with their cancer, they've no longer got the ability to be sexually intimate, and so their life starts to unravel and fall apart. And often it can produce quite marked consequences within the relationship without everybody fully knowing why this is happening.
Chemotherapy is another treatment that may impact men's sexuality. Chemo uses drugs to kill or slow the growth of cancer cells. Cancer nurse coordinator Meg Plaster is here to talk to us about common side effects.
I guess most notably, chemotherapy can certainly make people feel tired, and some of the other physical side effects, including nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, also make people feel quite tired. So I would think that the impact of that sort of overall tiredness and generally not feeling fabulous with chemotherapy is probably going to be the thing that has most impact on a man's ability to have sex or interest in sex. And so it's often going to be about a lack of drive or interest in sex rather than their performance. But that does tend to go away. It definitely goes away sometime after treatment. For some people, it actually, they're never affected. And for some men, they'll continue to be interested in sex during chemotherapy, particularly those that tolerate their chemotherapy well and aren't affected by the nausea and vomiting and so on. But certainly some chemotherapies can actually cause men to have problems with erectile function, and specific agents, specific drugs that people might be having may affect them in that way, and they need to discuss that with their oncologist to reassure them that it is a temporary problem that will resolve once they stop having the chemotherapy. Most of the temporary side effects resolve not instantly that somebody finishes chemotherapy, but sometimes some weeks and months after they've finished chemotherapy. So it's important to remember that if their sex drive or their ability to maintain an erection doesn't return within a week or two after finishing chemotherapy, that they shouldn't worry that that means that it won't return. They should certainly be encouraged to discuss it with somebody if they're concerned about it. But usually the side effects of chemotherapy take some weeks and maybe even months to recover from, depending on the intensity of the treatment and whether or not they've had combination chemotherapy drugs. Fertility is obviously something that can be affected by chemotherapy as well, and would certainly be something that people may well be concerned about. It certainly warrants more discussion, and so we'll talk about it later in the fertility track in much more detail.